You're listening to SBS News.
It's a mammoth task and it inches ever closer, delivering and administering a vaccine to protect Australians from the potentially fatal COVID-19 virus. Professor Brendan Murphy is the Secretary of the Department of Health.
We are doing 24-hour-a-day preparation with the states and territories on the most complex logistical exercise that perhaps we've done in public health in this country.
Vulnerable and remote Indigenous Australians will be among the first groups to receive the jab. The organisation in charge of coordinating that part of the rollout is the National Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation. Medical advisor Dr. Jason Agostino says a so-called surge workforce will be critical.
We know that it's going to take a lot of our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander health workforce, a lot of our transport staff to get those people in for that second dose. Doing a recall isn't as simple as sending someone a text, you know. People have problems with transport, people have problems with connectivity in remote areas.
More than 500 extra workers will be engaged and trained to assist with administering the vaccine. The AstraZeneca vaccine, due in March, has been deemed the most suitable for Australia's remote regions. Professor Murphy says unlike the Pfizer-BioNTech jab, it won't need to be transported in near freezing temperatures.
We've got a very specific plan working with the Aboriginal control sector, but it's likely that we won't be prioritising the use of a difficult logistic vaccine for that population.
But health authorities say mistrust in the vaccine will be another challenge. Dr. Agostino says they're relying on government information, which is expected to be translated in language to help alleviate concerns.
Yeah, look, I think it's really understandable that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have mistrust of the government for lots of historical reasons. The thing that I take confidence in is that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are amongst the most common to get vaccines in Australia, whether that's the flu vax or whether that's childhood vaccines.
While coronavirus vaccine trials haven't been tested on Indigenous Australians, tests have been done on recipients with common health conditions suffered by the population. And Dr. Agostino says health authorities will closely monitor for adverse reactions in the early stages of the program.
The studies included people with heart disease, people with diabetes. Some of the studies even include First Nations peoples from other countries.
Cold supply chain is another crucial element in delivering the vaccine to remote and rural areas. And with millions of vaccines already being administered throughout the United States and the United Kingdom, stakeholders say Australia must learn from their mistakes. GS1 is an industry group that aims to help businesses build supply chains, and Maria Palazzolo is its CEO.
In the UK, you've already had cases where the wrong medication has been provided. In the US, we've had 40-odd cases of the wrong vaccine being administered, and they're just the ones that we know.
Ms. Palazzolo says supply chain processes must be transparent and follow robust global standards. She says data should be carefully recorded at every point.
Who's handled it? What's happened to it? Who's it going to? Who's administering it? Every aspect that you can imagine needs to be able to be identified.
It's a huge health and logistical task ahead. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Shubha Krishnan, SBS News.